Refugees have been talked about a lot in this election cycle, from questions about national security to helping the humanitarian crisis in Syria. Many former refugees and asylum seekers who've resettled in Georgia will be voting, and for some, this will be the first time they'll be casting ballots in their entire lives. WABE's LEU reports.
Yay! And everybody have their stickers!
You guys vote?
Nadia Mwangachuchu and her two daughters walk out of the Tucker Recreation Center on Saturday morning. Mwangachuchu just cast her early vote, taking her 3 and 4-year-olds along.
The nice lady let us have a sticker, so that was really nice for each one of us.
Her daughters look up at me and point proudly to their I'm a Georgia Voter peach stickers on their shirts. Mwangachuchu, who came as a refugee to Atlanta more than a decade ago, became a citizen just recently. She says she's been waiting for years to cast her first ballot ever.
It's a good experience. I'm loving it because I get to vote here for the first time in my life. Voted for anything. So.
Mwangachuchu's from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Her family is Rwandan. They were caught in the middle of a conflict related to the Rwandan genocide in the 90s. Her family is Tutsi, who were targeted. When she was 11, she says military came to her home.
We wake up one morning, people on top of your head with guns. Get up, get up! Because your neighbors know who you are and where you come from. So they give you up. So you wake up in the morning, pack your stuff. Get out.
For more than 5 years, she and her family lived in a refugee camp before coming to the U.S. She says now she takes her duty as a citizen to vote seriously.
You get excited to vote because you've been through the hard times, and then you're here and no one is stopping you to vote. No one is going to ask you, who did you vote for? Why did you vote for this person? Or get killed for who you voted for, you know? Or not voted because of what tribe you belong to.
Mwangachuchu is one of many former refugees in Georgia who will be casting ballots for the first time as citizens this presidential election.
Cool. Well, I guess we can just start folding the ballots.
At New American Pathways, a refugee resettlement agency in Atlanta, Stephanie Ali guides a group of volunteers to put together mailers with information about how to vote and sample ballots. They'll be sent to about 1,000 new citizens who've recently registered to vote in Georgia. Ali says this year there's been a lot of turnout so far among former refugees.
They're hearing about the election a lot more, discussed in their communities and on TV, on the radio. They're also hearing their communities talked about. And so it's really galvanizing them to want to go out and vote.
Like Sophia Jama, who cast her ballot early too. The Somali native says she's been paying close attention to the race about the talk of refugees and Muslims.
I didn't like some of the things that I was hearing. I want somebody who wants to welcome everybody. America is not for a specific group. And, you know, status of liberty is there to welcome everybody. And I don't want to see that change, that people are closing the doors for people who need help.
She herself sought asylum in the U.S. because of war and now helps to resettle refugees who arrive in Georgia. For Jama, she says she didn't want to leave Somalia and hopes leaders would understand she had no choice. 9 family members were killed in one day, she says. Now she has clients with similar stories.
I have one of my cases here. Since she came, she lost 9 grandchildren and her son was killed like 2 weeks ago. So It's not good to tell people you cannot come.
For other refugees, voting this year is about having a place to claim his home for the first time. Joshua William fled Burma when he was a child. He spent the next 2 decades in a Thai refugee camp before resettling in Clarkston.
I feel like I am a stateless person as a refugee. So I want to become a person that has been recognized by one of the country. And I can participate and I can vote. That's why.
And he says he will cast his ballot on Election Day. LEU WABE News.